With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Democrats in Virginia are working to disenfranchise the state's Republican voters by pushing for a redistricting plan that would give them a permanent supermajority in the state. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Last November, President Donald Trump received 46.6% of the votes. If this redistricting plan passes, it would mean Republicans would hold only 18% of the state House seats in a state where at least 40% of the voters are Republicans. In 2020, the overwhelming majority of Virginians voted for a constitutional amendment to codify nonpartisan redistricting. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin calls the new redistricting proposal, quote, nuts. Youngkin added that Democrats are, quote, trying to run some desperate plan to redistrict Virginia. I think it's unconstitutional. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's time to reopen the government.
Chuck Schumer doesn't do anything that doesn't have a political component to it. And honestly, I think that's what's driving this. If you think about it, there really isn't any other explanation. I think they're so scared of their hardcore base.
This past week, President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese signed a critical minerals deal at the White House as the U.S. eyes the continent's rich rare earth resources at a time when China is imposing tougher rules on exporting its own critical minerals abroad. Economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says there is a solution to the U.S. dependence on China for critical minerals.
We have far more of these minerals than China does. Why is it that today we're dependent on Beijing for our critical minerals, which are necessary for our manufacturing, our defense systems, our microchips? So the first thing we have to do, and this is something that our great Interior Secretary Doug Burgum wants to do, is not just drill, baby, drill, but mine, baby, mine.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A watchdog group issues a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a real genocide going on in Nigeria, and the global media is ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law also reveals that the terrorists are destroying an average of 100 Nigerian churches every month. This is SRN News. The government issues a mixed picture on inflation for last month.
The Labor Department says gas prices went up, rent costs cooled, growth appears steady, but hiring has slowed. The numbers show inflation has risen more slowly than many economists expected when President Trump imposed sweeping tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The leader of Canada's most populous province says he'll pull the anti-tariff ad that prompted U.S. President Trump to end trade talks with Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says after talking with Prime Minister Mark Carney, he's decided to pause the advertising campaign effective Monday so trade talks can resume. The ads will continue to run this weekend, including during the first World Series games between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. More details at srnnews.com.